this is DJ Frederick, and Free Radio Skybird has circled back for the autumn broadcast season. October is the 10th anniversary month of Free Radio Skybird, so thank you for taking this journey with us. Free Radio Skybird started way back in 2010, and it was then known as Son of Friday Night Live. Definitely not a name for a radio station. For those folks who are tuning in for the first time, Free Radio Skybird is dedicated to the memories of Gary Bourgeois of the original Skybird Radio, Ambrose Metzigan, MB from WSCS, my mentor, and my father Herman Moe, who was a radio technician stationed in India and Burma during World War II. And to get things rolling on this hour of Free Radio Skybird, here comes our friend One Deck Pete with tunes to cheer us up.
One Deck Pete presents Tunes to Cheer You Up. Cheer You Up. Cheer You Up. The tune this month is Black Quartz featuring Betty Roon with Coconut Water on the IM Electronica label.
Thank you. of all our services are at bbcworldservice.com.
Coming up in a few moments on Free Radio Skybird, it's Shane Quentin's Radio Reflexology. But now let's tune in to Justin Patrick Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory.
What? Who goes there? Oh, it's you. I was right in the middle of an experiment. But seeing as you're here... Welcome once again to the Radiophonic Laboratory, where the science of telecommunications meets the art of electronic music. And in this edition, we are going to go eavesdropping with Scanner.
Yes, right in there, in the laboratory, sir. Thank you.
Welcome to the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with the means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determine to be most accurate.
Set your receivers.
Y'all gonna have some fun.
Essentially, I mean, what we're seeing here is a big aerial. It's that kind of thing where they say size doesn't matter, and, you know, maybe it does sometimes. And I use this, a handheld radio device called a scanner, which is where I inspirationally took my name from. And what it is a long-range radio receiver. It's like at home if you have a domestic radio that goes from 88 to, like, 106, I think it is. This goes from 0 to 1,000, and it just speeds through the universe of sound out there. It starts at the bottom of the scale, around 0 to 4, things like hearing aids, microwaves, and so on. And you move through taxi drivers, trains, hospital paging systems, army bases, and so on. You move through aeroplanes. And these devices are commercially sold, so you can park your car outside an airport and listen to the aeroplanes going overhead. So make of that what you will.
Because I said so.
Thank you.
together and have a drink. That's what I want to know.
I don't know. When are we going to get together and have a drink for? Well, she should be down at the weekend, I think. Are you, like, if you're feeling better, like, you know...
As long as he promises not to throw up on me. Yeah, okay. Alright then, well, I'll probably give you a ring tomorrow then, tomorrow night or something.
Yeah, I don't think I'm working tomorrow.
Alright then, okay.
Any news on the job front? Or
no,
no,
not on sausage. No. Well, not on this NBC one, did you? No, I think flogging a dead horse on that one, I think.
No.
Alright, alright. Okay, thanks for phoning, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And you.
Bye.
Just briefly scanned the prolific works of Scanner, Robin Rimbaud. We heard Strange Circles from The Great Crater, Snort Heads, and Blind Electricity from Colophon and Compendium, 394 from Spore, and in the background now we have The Ascent from his latest album, An Ascent. Please stand by for our digital text transmission in MFSK 64. And until next time, I'll see you out there in the ether.
That sound, that vibration, it's alien.
I can feel it too, in my head.
This is Free Radio Skybird, celebrating our 10th anniversary on the airwaves. I'm DJ Frederick. We want to say thank you for listening. And if you'd like to see Free Radio Skybird continue or be broadcast more frequently, please consider sending us a donation. Cash donations are welcomed and will be used for further broadcasts of Free Radio Skybird. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 633, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. Our email address for PayPal, singinggrove@conknit.com. Thanks for your support and stay groovy. The 10th anniversary broadcasts are made possible in part by a donation from Mr. Etienne Certain of St. Nicholas in Belgium. The crew at Free Radio Skybird wants to say thank you for your generous donation and contributing to the success of this program. So thank you so much for your support, Etienne. Hopefully you're enjoying many more broadcasts of Free Radio Skybird on shortwave. The Atomic Forest with Windmills of Your Mind. Here on Free Radio Skybird, I'd like to take a couple of moments to discuss our new QSL policy at Free Radio Skybird. We all love the hobby of shortwave radio listening. However, Free Radio Skybird is no longer providing eQSLs. If you'd like to receive a QSL from us, here's how it works. Send us your reception report and send a PayPal donation for a minimum of $3 in U.S. funds to singinggrove@conknit.com. That's singinggrove, all one word, singinggrove@conknit.com. Or send cash by postal mail. Send your reception report to our email address, singinggrove@conknit.com, or you can send it to our postal address, at P.O. Box 633, Warner, New Hampshire 03278, the United States of America. Detailed and correct reports will be happily verified, and your letter will be included in One Deck Pete's mailbag program. That's a QSL update here from Free Radio Skybird. It's time to check in with Shane Quentin and Radio Reflexology.
Live from London, the city whose landmarks are familiar all around the globe. A world center for banking, shipping, transportation, fashion, communication, and above all, entertainment. A city that constantly pulsates because of the people who live here, work here, visit here. Yes, live from the heart of this great metropolis, courtesy of Golden Jubilee Productions, from the magnificent arena, the venue which has housed so many record-breaking shows. From the Royal Garden Hotel Kensington, we bring you and the rest of the Western Hemisphere the kings of entertainment, Fisher! Who for 50 years have been breaking down the barriers of technology, forging their way to the forefront of the audiovisual market. The Royal Garden Hotel Kensington, May the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, 1987. People will come flocking from the four corners of Great Britain. People like you, involved in all aspects of the AV business, will want to come here to see, to pay homage to celebrate Fisher's Golden Jubilee. And watch with breathless excitement and anticipation as the latest range of original Fisher material is unveiled. Ladies and gentlemen, they'll be playing their latest sensational number, Surround Sound. It promises to be their most innovative hit to date, designed to really rock the AV world. Plus, you can watch their brand new video spectacular, OSP, on-screen programming. It's never been seen before in Britain, and it will have you glued to the set. The show will feature all the favorite Fisher classics, too. Giant Stax and the MIDI System. The Pop Into Your Pocket PCD 100. The amazing FTSs. And the Swallow 5 Discs at a Time Compact Disc Player. May the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. Don't miss these four important London dates. It's your chance to meet Fisher absolutely live. Talk to the technical whiz kids, play with all the gear, and go backstage for a private birthday party. No Visa, Access, American Express, or diner's cards accepted. Entry to this once-in-a-lifetime show is completely free. So's the food and liquid refreshments. Tickets available in advance from the Fisher box office on 0923-31974. That's 0923-31974. Fisher at the Royal Garden Hotel. It's an invitation you just can't turn down. So come along and play!
A career with Sainsbury's. A career in a food store empire like Sainsbury's, because that's what it is. It is an empire. Well, what is it like? What would your prospects be? Every year, hundreds of school leavers apply for a job at Sainsbury's. They want to join the 30,000 people or so who are already at work in the high-class Sainsbury stores up and down the country. So, what sort of training and career prospects could you expect if your application were accepted. Well, that's what I've come to Sainsbury's to find out on your behalf. I'm going to talk to a man who ought to know, because he once started at the bottom, and now he's at the top. His name is Peter Snow. He's the Director of Retailing, and he joined Sainsbury's in 1939 as a 15-year-old trainee salesman. You can't get much lower than that. Then he was promoted to branch manager, and he's now a director of the firm. Nowadays, of course, he'd be a 16-year-old school leaver. Well, Mr. Snow, how long does training last at Sainsbury's?
I think it's fair to say it never ceases throughout the whole of your working career.
Well, is there, though, a formal training program laid down for each individual job?
Yes, there is.
Now, is my training period monitored? I mean, if a problem arose, whom could I turn to?
Well, the manager, of course, is the key man, but the whole training progress is monitored by a branch personal officer.
Is there, for instance, someone who, if they saw that I was doing particularly well or better than you expected, I would have a chance of doing some different kind of training?
Oh, yes. We like all employees to be what we term multi-skilled. And it's in the interest of the store and the company that as many skills can be gained as possible, so that each member of the staff becomes more important, more vital to the success of each store.
Now, as a food retailing company, Sainsbury's are obviously going to need tradesmen and managers. Looking at it from my point of view, what other kinds of career are there in the company?
There are clerical positions, display work, general administration, jobs in the laboratory, quality controllers, buying operations, computer work, even engineering and architectural positions are available.
So it sounds as if any of the interests that I might have at school would be satisfied. I wouldn't simply be humping cartons of fish fingers around the whole time.
No. In fact, everyone, including myself, of course, at some stage, humps some goods around the store. But this is really only of short duration.
Yes, well, when you started, you were called, I believe, a scrubber. Does that mean that you had to scrub floors?
Oh, yes, I'm an expert in scrubbing floors, and I still am. My wife appreciates that fact. But in those days, of course, and going back quite a few years, there was no alternative but to start at the very lowest position.
Well, thank you very much, Peter Snow. It must be a long time since you've been quizzed like this, and thanks for all the information you've given us.
They thought you had some kind of instant answer. They thought you had some peasant blues. They thought you were a kind of holy roller. Time enough and only time to
creative professionals are successfully applying Moog performance synthesizers in all areas of music. As one example, here is an evocative all-Moog soundtrack used at the Strassenberg Planetarium in Rochester, New York. My voice also appears on the soundtrack. Here the deadly cosmic rays lose most of their energy. Moog instruments add new dimensions in tone color and expressiveness when played in combination with other instruments. Listen now to this section of a live improvisation of a jazz combo which uses Moog performance synthesizers for solo and bass lines. ¶¶
These are underwater sounds made by humpback whales as they pass near Bermuda in the spring. They were recorded through a hydrophone, which is a kind of underwater microphone. The water is very deep, and the sounds are echoing off the undersurfaces of waves and from the submarine canyons and ridges on the island slope. If you listened for a long time, you would hear that the sounds are organized into definite repeating patterns. So we call them songs, just as we refer to bird songs or frog songs. Unlike bird songs, humpback songs are very long, 6 to 30 minutes, and are strung together without pauses between them. They are probably the longest, loudest, and slowest songs in nature. A good way to hear the patterned structure of humpback songs is to speed them up to birdsong speeds. This song is sped up 14 times. It's the only speed change on this record. Here is part of the same song played at its natural speed and pitch, just the way other whales hear it. All the sounds are made by one whale, both the high squeaky tones and the low rumbly ones. Humpback whales are not only singers, but also irrepressible composers. They may be the only animal besides man for which this is true. All the whales in an area are constantly changing their shared song in little ways. Every week, the song gets a few new touches, and after a few years, the old song has been entirely replaced, and everyone is singing a new song. Here's a song recorded 5 years after the one we just heard.
You've been listening to some fabulous selections from Shane Quentin's Flexi Discs. That set started out with Fisher Audio with an invitation, Sainsbury's job application, Jim Johnson with Sound of the Moog, and finally, Songs of the Humpback Whale from National Geographic.
Crying when this new breed. Let the old world make believe it's crying and deaf and gone. But nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things because.
That's a band called Future and the Shape of Things to Come. And I'm DJ Frederick. You've been listening to Free Radio Skybird on shortwave. October is our 10th anniversary month, so please stay tuned for more great radio from Skybird. Free Radio Skybird is produced by me, DJ Frederick, and it's broadcast on shortwave via Channel 292 and Unique Radio. And Free Radio Skybird features Justin Patrick Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory, One Deck Pete with Amazing Music and the Skybird Mailbag Program, Shane Quentin with Radio Reflexology, Approximately 15 Minutes with Ray Carmen. And sometimes we have some wonderful features from other folks, including DJ Steve. Our interval signal and opening theme is by Madtone. Our Free Radio Skybird logo was drawn by Steve. Our delightful social media graphics are curated by One Deck Pete. For all of us here at Free Radio Skybird, I'm DJ Frederick saying, remember, radio connects us all. Keep your radio free, keep your mind free, and keep your spirit free. Thanks for listening.
stay.